Hi there. The word for you today is, do it now. Listen to these words from Scripture. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it's in your power to help them. If you can help your neighbor now, don't say come back tomorrow and I'll help you then. Procrastination is deceptive, isn't it? You don't think of it as disobedience because you intend to obey God. It's just that you're going to do it when you have more money, when you're not so busy, when the holidays are over, when the kids go back to school, etc. Before God gives you an increase, He observes what you're doing with what you've already got. For example, there's no point asking Him to give you more money so you can bless others if you're not blessing people with what He's already given you. You say, but I don't have very much at the moment. Look, it's not just about money. Are you capable of speaking a word of encouragement, or giving an hour of your time, or going out of your way to help somebody in need? When God tells you to do something, He wants you to do it on His schedule, not at your own convenience. Jesus said to another, "Follow me." He said, "Certainly, but first excuse me for a couple of days, please. I have to make arrangements for my father's funeral." Jesus refused. Then another said, "I'm ready to follow you, Master, but first excuse me while I get things straightened out at home." Jesus said, "No procrastination, no backward looks. You can't put God's kingdom off until tomorrow. Seize the day." You say, is that in the Bible? Luke 9, verse 59, reading from the Message. Listen, the result of delayed obedience is lost opportunity. So the word for you today is, do it now.